with a whisper.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. It's Frisky Friday. We made it. We made it through Manic Monday and the eclipse and all that stuff, and then Hump Day Wednesday, and now here we are. It's Frisky Friday. As we usually do on Fridays, we're going to talk about our fur babies. I've got Santa Rosa County Animal Services in the studio this morning. I got lots to talk about. I'm joined by Randy Lambert and Kelly Simpson. Kelly Simpson, you were on the show with us last time talking about pit bulls and dangerous animals. And we had a pit bull in the studio last week, and she was just the most adorable dog. I had to really stop myself from taking her home. It was really hard. But thank you guys for being on the show. How are y'all doing this morning?
Doing fantastic. Thank you for having us.
Yeah, wonderful. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. All right. So kitten season. It's here. It's upon us. It has started. Does it ever really go away? Isn't it always kitten season?
Not really. Not really. But really what we're seeing a huge uptick in right now is puppies. It has been puppy season since probably mid-December. We have more puppies right now than we have seen in years.
And that's not usual?
That is not usual. No, there are just so many puppies. In fact, we're going to have an event this weekend at PetSmart, and we're going to look to have probably close to 20 puppies there at PetSmart in Pace at our event there. That's going to be this Saturday from 11 to 2 at the Pace PetSmart.
Pace PetSmart.
So, yeah, the puppies are erupting.
I wonder why that is. Why so many puppies this year?
Let me find some wood to knock on before I even say this, but kitten season hasn't been so bad yet. And I know everybody's probably screaming at their radio right now, but for me to even have said that.
Right.
But it's been very manageable up to this point. But again, the puppies are just coming out of the woodwork.
And if you have any questions or comments this morning, if you're wondering about kitten season, or maybe you want one of these adorable puppies, let us know. 437-1620 is our number. Call or text, and make sure you get down to the PetSmart in Pace, 11 to 2. Is that Saturday?
Saturday,
this weekend. Yeah, PetSmart in Pace, 11 to 2.
Yeah, and the adoptions for us is pretty easy process. Mm-hmm. We're able to take care of that. But in order to adopt the animal, it has to be spay or neutered. Mm-hmm. It has to have a microchip and the appropriate vaccinations, which, depending on the age, could be its rabies shot. But out of our county ordinance, we have to have those things accomplished before we can adopt the animal out. And for the puppies, they're going to be $25.
But what they do is they foster to adopt, essentially, so they can still enjoy the puppies and they can still, you know, have that fun time. But then when it's time for them to get more vaccines or for them to get fixed, they just come back to the shelter and get that taken care of.
Yeah, we ask that they come back every 2 weeks to get those vaccines. But, you know, you're building that bond during those puppy times and getting to enjoy that. The joys of having a puppy.
Test drive.
Yeah, definitely. You guys gave me this sheet here with these notes on the kittens and how to estimate the age of the kittens. Can this be found on the Animal Services website?
That one's actually was pulled off of our Facebook. That we've had some really great informational stuff posted here of late.
Yeah.
And that's just something that we want the folks to know, you know, just about how old they are. That way when they call us in saying that they've, you know, found one, they can kind of give us an idea of what they're looking at. But it also has the information at the bottom there where it talks about kidnapping, because, you know, mama cats are going to be out hunting, you know, and you hear the babies crying. Well, that's just what the babies are going to do. So if you go in there to save the day, to go take those kittens and hug on them and love on them and call them George, then mama comes back and she's like, where's my babies? And, you know, that's the last thing we want, is for, you know, kittens to be raised by something other than their mom, because that's where their immunity comes from. And when you bring them into your house or they get brought into the shelter, there's so many things that they're being exposed to that they wouldn't be if they stayed with their mom.
Yeah, staying with mom is the absolute best way for the kittens to survive. And we get people who are good Samaritans and they're trying to do their best, and they'll bring in a 3-day-old kitten and they're they're like, look, I found this. And we ask, well, where's the mother? Well, I don't know. I just found it 10 minutes ago.
Right.
And we're like, well, you need to leave it with the mother. She's probably moving the litter from point A to point B. Mm. We ask that you observe. If you see a kitten or a group of kittens, just observe. See what's going on. Is the mother around? Maybe she's not letting you see her at that moment. So just kind of stand back for a little while. Give it an hour or so and see if mom comes back. If mom comes back, mom's going to take care of the kittens. Mm-hmm.
Tell me about the ring of flour trick. How can we use that?
That's a great trick. Mm-hmm. And that is sprinkling that flour around to see if any footprints come in. And that's going to tell you if mom is still in the picture. Oh. Certainly if mom's not in the picture anymore, then we need to do something about it. But you don't have to act instantly.
Right.
It's a matter of start observing. Mm-hmm. And then, start, keep track of the time. And if you have a concern, give us a call. Hey, I'm watching these kittens. I hadn't seen the mother in about 30 minutes. What should I do? Mm-hmm. Well, you should wait another 30, 45 minutes or so and see if mom comes around.
Mm. Let's talk about that. That kind of makes me think about one of the things we had on our notes today is the kindness to animals school presentations. This would be good to let kids know that, because I know a child, when they see a young kitten by itself, that's their first instinct is to grab it and take it away. But how are you guys spreading information through the schools?
Yeah, absolutely. This is our second year that we've done this. We've been doing this kindness to animals presentation. We're going to all the schools and presenting this to the fifth graders. We thought that was a sweet spot to hit with that age group. And we talk about how to approach dogs, how to handle that to try to keep those bites down,
mm-hmm.
How to respectfully do that. Talking about finding kittens or puppies and how to handle that also. It's a really good thing. It's also an opportunity for us to take our mascot out, Sandy. Sandy is our mascot, and the kids really get a kick out of Sandy.
Yeah. I'm not aware of Sandy. Is this a actual animal or...
No, she's one of our costume warriors.
Ah, gotcha. Okay.
And so she's fantastic because she really gets the kids going. And we were at West Navarre, I think, last week. They set the bar super high. They were super amped. It was Monday morning. And they were wired for sound. It was a total blast. But that age group of fifth grade is fantastic. Their energy is great, and they're super teachable, and they're very interactive, and they have some really good questions.
Oh, yeah. The questions will blow you away.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Oh, that's great. That sounds really exciting, because I'm thinking back to my school days, and I think all we had was McGruff the crime dog, and he wasn't very animated. He was just kind of told you how it is. It was almost like watching Unsolved Mysteries.
Sandy was almost crowd surfing this week. It was fantastic.
Great. Yeah, the word I heard was either the Beatles had came back together or it was Taylor Swift, one or the other, but no, it was Sandy.
If they took the costume off and it was Taylor Swift, that they would have lost their minds.
Oh,
heads
absolutely.
Would have been exploding. All right, we have an adoption event coming up this weekend at PetSmart in Pace from 11 to 2. And your kids, if they're fifth graders and they come home screaming and yelling and really excited, they may have seen Sandy. And kitten season has started. We're talking about all of this. My guests this morning, Randy Lambert and Kelly Simpson from Santa Rosa County Animal Services. If you have questions or comments, please let us know. Call or text the show right now, 437-1620. We're going to get to a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we'll talk about how you can sponsor a kennel. And don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with more Pensacola Expert Panel here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Sometimes I struggle to get to sleep. My body stopped for the day, but my mind is still running. So I take ZzzQuil.
ZzzQuil, the world's number one sleep aid brand, has a range of non-habit-forming products to fit you and your family's needs. Invest in a great night's sleep for the best you tomorrow.
I'm awake and ready to take on anything.
Better days start with ZzzQuil Nights. Explore our products at ZzzQuil.com. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Bands on the Beach is back, so grab a lawn chair or a towel and enjoy live music at the stage on Pensacola Beach. There's plenty of room to spread out and enjoy the sand, the sunset, and great live music every Tuesday night at 7 p.m. This week, it's the hottest classic rock and roll horn band in Pensacola, the Bay Bridge Band. grab a blanket or lawn chair, but don't bring any pets or glass, and get to Bands on the Beach this Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach, thanks to the Santa Rosa Island Authority.
Hi, this is Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel for the Chamber Connection Show that will keep you informed on what's going on with your Chamber of Commerce. Tune in this Monday morning at 10 to find out about our upcoming events, all of our different programs, and what's happening with our local business community. It's the Chamber Connection Show every other Monday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. This morning on the Pensacola Morning News, we talked quite a bit about the current vacancy on the Escambia Board of County Commissioners for District 4, which City Councilman Jared Moore criticized yesterday, even though that means he's criticizing the very person who might put him in that seat. We also talked about whether you should force women's basketball players or any other student athlete to show up for the national anthem during a game, and had a very interesting rap with Josh Newby and Kim Klein. You can listen to all of those segments on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Informative, local, dependable.
You think too much, it's in my head. So I'm shaking off the rust. And you've got no trust, it's in my head.
We could shake off the rust this weekend and get down to PetSmart in Pace from 11 to 2. We've got an adoption event going on there. We've got a lot of puppies waiting for their forever home, so please go down there and check them out and let your heart be melted by these little puppies and take one home. My guests this morning, Randy Lambert and Kelly Simpson, they are here from Santa Rosa County Animal Services. Kitten season, we've been talking about that. We've got that adoption event. We were just talking about this really cool thing they're doing with fifth graders in schools, the Kindness to Animals presentations. Go back and check out our podcast if you missed any of this, and I'll put a lot of information in the notes for that podcast at newsradio923.com. Randy, Kelly, thank you so much for the work that you do and for help controlling our pet population and connecting us to our forever friends. How, if somebody wants to sponsor and donate and help out, kennel sponsorships, let's talk about that. Tell me about that.
Okay, so we accept donations through our website. You can go through and donate food. We're always in need of food. For dogs and cats, but we set up this special thing where we're doing kennel sponsorships. And the first question is, well, which dog is it that I'm going to sponsor? Well, hopefully these sponsorships are for a year. And hopefully the dog is not in that kennel for a year. Hopefully we've found their forever home and they have moved along to a loving family. But what we're doing is we have the tier level, and for our dogs, it's a $500 gold sponsorship or $400 silver sponsorship. And then we have bronze for $300. And then for the cats, it's $350 for the gold, $250 for the silver, and $150 for bronze. And what does that money use for? That money is used for the enhancement for the animal, for the enrichment for it, going in for toys or food or treatment or whatever that particular animal needs. But again, it's for a sponsorship for that kennel. And for that, what you get is you get a sign that we put on the front of the kennel that the ones we took down from last year were still in great shape, but it has your message on there. And it can really be, it can be a business who wants to get their name out. It can be just a family that wants to say they're helping out in the community. And then we had a few that did it in memory of, in memory of maybe a parent or a sibling, and also in memory of a former pet.
Right.
It's just a way to kind of pass that on. And it was very successful last year. We're about to end our open, sponsorship time. So we got about another week or so before we're going to go to print on the signs. But it's really just an opportunity for another way for people to give monetarily is what it is, to help us meet those needs of the animals.
Let's talk about volunteer opportunities. How can people get involved if they have, maybe they don't have a lot of financial resources, but they have a lot of time on their hands? How can they get involved?
Right. We take volunteers left and right. You just go to our website, and from there, go to the volunteer page, and it will walk you through. There's an application process. from there, you can volunteer to come in and do paperwork for us. You can volunteer to come in and wash dishes or do laundry or walk dogs or whatever it is. There's all different levels and all different things that we're looking for that we need help with. I have one gentleman who comes in just about every day, and he comes in before he goes to work, and he helps us wash down the kennels. It's amazing. Mm-hmm. So, and some people say, well, I don't have 3 days a week to volunteer. No, we'll take 1 day a month.
Right.
It doesn't just matter. Anything. Yeah. Anything helps.
What are some of your biggest challenges right now? I know you guys need donations. We're going to talk about that in a second. But what are some of the big challenges right now besides just having too many puppies?
Needing fosters. Mm. That's something that we...
That's a huge part of volunteering also. And right. A lot of times that goes unseen is that foster program that we have. We have great fosters. We will get in some neonate kittens that have to go into foster, and our foster coordinator will call and they're there in 30 minutes and wow. They're picking them up and we give you everything. I know this past week we had some that came in that the fire department had found and we got them in, we got them treated, and then found a foster for them to go to that was just going to go to that foster for that night. And then after that, they were going to be transferred to another foster that was going to help grow them until they were old enough.
Mm. These people are really just on call. They're just waiting for you guys to call them.
They are.
That's great.
They answer the call, too.
Yeah, that's angels in our midst right there.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
My guests this morning, Randy Lambert and Kelly Simpson from Santa Rosa County Animal Services. Check out santarosa.fl.gov. Is that the best?
That's good.
You can link it from there. You'll find everything you need there.
I welcome anybody to come by the shelter anytime. Right. If you want to come by and just take a tour, I'll give me a call at the shelter and we will set it up. You can come by anytime you want. And if you're thinking about volunteering, you're thinking about adopting, if you're just curious, whatever it may be, come by. Mm.
And Wednesdays, you're open a little bit later, right?
Mm-hmm. We're open till 6:30.
Yeah. So if you don't get off work till 5 and you normally miss their closing time, Wednesday might be the best day for that. Want to definitely let everybody know still the PetSmart in Pace this weekend on Saturday, 11 to 2. We got an adoption event. Get down there. Take some of these puppies off their hands, please. You know you want a puppy. It's that time. It's going to be warm weather. You can take them out and walk them, and it's going to be great. Or if you just want to donate your time, maybe you've got some financial resources that you can donate. We were talking earlier about your continuous needs, things that you always need at the shelter, unopened dog food and cat food. Is there particular brands that you prefer, or you'll just take anything?
We've done a lot of research, and what we are feeding is pedigree dog food to the dogs. That seems to be a real sweet spot for the best nutrition and the best price and accessibility. And why do we feed them just one dog food? Is because it really upsets their stomach if we go back and forth between different things.
Yep.
And that makes for a really dirty job.
Yeah. Every time we have to change the food for one of our cats, I'm like, oh no, what is this going to be like?
Imagine that times 70.
Oh man. Oh my gosh.
If we get something in that's not the typical, brands, we're using that for outreach. We do a lot of outreach with our county members, and we're trying to help them. I would rather help 15 people a day than penalize one.
Right.
And so, if we can help them with, a little extra food to get them to the next payday, we'll gladly, support folks.
Yeah, anything to keep them in the home.
Yeah, that's what we do with any oddball food that we get in. And it may be an extremely expensive brand that we get in, but it's
Science
just not
diet.
Something. Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. We'll put that out to the animal control officers, and they find the need for it out in the community.
Towels, dog and cat beds, blankets, collars, leashes, harnesses, toys, anything like that. If you've got it laying around, if it's gently used or if it's brand new, bring it on in to the shelter. My guests this morning, Randy Lambert and Kelly Simpson from the Santa Rosa County Animal Services. Check them out online. Go on Facebook, all the socials, and check them out there, and you can see photos and videos. They've got a pet adoption coming up on Saturday at the PetSmart and Pace, 11 to 2. Please go down there and adopt a puppy today. That's kitten season as well, so keep that in mind. We're going to be right back after this next commercial break. If you have questions or comments, don't wait till it's too late. We only got a couple minutes left. 437-1620. We'll be right back.
Hey, Pensacola. It's Christina Leavenworth with the Leavenworth team at Leavenrinke Realty. Your home is your most valuable asset, so make sure you're hiring a professional, the Leavenworth team. The Leavenworth team has the knowledge and expertise to help you buy or sell your home with confidence. Don't even think about making a real estate move without at least talking to us first. Contact us today at 850-378-1260. The Leavenworth team. Experience matters, and we're here to help.
Spring is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs and summer blooming plants, and of course, tending to that vegetable garden. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got spring gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9. It's sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, and Barnes Feed Store.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Find out how to dress for the changing Florida weather with Jen Wells. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include two times Tuesday, six free shrimp added to the six-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimptastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit Davis Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin.
It's like headline news for radio. Every day, 4 to 7 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Slow down, slow down, slow down, slow down. But I just gotta know now, know now, know now, know now.
Pensacola Expert Panel here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. I've got Santa Rosa County Animal Services in the building. Randy Lambert and Kelly Simpson. Real quick, we've got a couple minutes here. There's an auction coming up as well, auction event. Let's talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, it's an opportunity for people to donate items. Nothing's too small or too big or too expensive or too cheap. If you're interested in doing that, you can reach out to Tara at TaraD. That's TARAD at santarosa.fl.gov, or give her a call at 850-530-5128. We're going to have this auction, and you have an opportunity to bid on goods.
Oh, awesome. Thank you. Well, thank you so much for the work that you guys do, you know, protecting our fur babies and connecting us to those lifelong friends. Go down to the PetSmart in Pace this Saturday, 11 to 2, and they have an adoption event going on down there. Go to santarosa.fl.gov. Thank you guys so much for being here.
Thank you.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.